Although his research seemingly dealt with a tremendous variety of subjects, he published whole books on barnacles and coral reefs. All of them, we can look back, all of them were related to his obsession with understanding how evolution worked. They all laid a bigger foundation. Well, Darwin's breakthrough came in figuring out the mechanism of how evolution worked. It came in 1838 while he was reading Thomas Malthus's well-known 1798 essay on population, 40-year-old essay. Well, Malthus was a gloomy Anglican cleric who maintained that the human population far outstripped the food supply. Now, think of when he lived. Malthus was an Anglican cleric at the time of industrialization and urbanization in Britain. Before then, people were scattered out in the countryside on the farms. You really didn't see that much of the impact of overpopulation or crowding. Now people were crowding into London, into Birmingham, into the cities, working in factories. The struggle for survival by humans was obvious. The losers in society were apparent. The winners in society were apparent. New wealth was being formed. Vast numbers of people were living in the streets and dying in the streets. And this was when Malthus was thinking and writing. And he concluded that, sure, humans will keep producing more and more and more people. And there's only so much food. Food supply increases slowly. People increase greatly. And because of this process, only the fittest can survive, and he would argue only the fittest should survive. Now, he was rather gloomy about these ideas, as I said, but they were embraced by many of the rising capitalists in Britain, the people of Darwin's class, because it explained why they were triumphing and succeeding and while others were being visibly left behind in the really rather ugly cities of industrializing, urbanizing Britain of the early 1800s. So in Darwin's class, Malthus's ideas were well known, and they were a justification in a way for what was happening. Well, applying Malthus's theory to all living things, Darwin struck upon a purely materialistic mechanism capable of driving the evolutionary process. The idea or the theory of natural selection. This idea was Darwin's great discovery. Not evolution per se, but the idea of natural selection. This was his great idea, or as some later people would say, this was his dangerous idea. It's really rather simple. It's got four basic steps. Let me quickly outline those steps. One, despite the obvious similarity of individuals in a species, that is, dogs are dogs, cats are cats, finches are finches, every individual does vary somewhat. That when in an offspring, say a brood of rabbits, there's the runt and there's the faster rabbits, and there's lots of rabbits in between. There's all vary a little bit. That's one. That's one observation. Two, assuming overpopulation, remember that, assuming overpopulation, only the fittest of these should survive. The runt will get eaten by the hawk, the runt of the rabbit litter. The fastest one will more likely to survive. The one better able to get food, if it's a hawk with the keener eyes, say, of a hawk or an owl, will more likely get food and survive. The ones with little differences are more likely to survive and therefore reproduce. Step three. Just as in artificial selection, which is what's done when, say, farmers pick the best milking cow and only have the best milking cow breed and not the ones that are not as good milkers, or if you're raising puppies, you pick particular traits in a dog you like, that can produce varieties. And so we have, and that was well known, so we have Jersey cows that are good milkers, or so we've taken what were just generic dogs and produced a variety of dogs running from Great Danes to poodles and everything in between. These different varieties of dogs. That's done through artificial selection. If you stop picking an individual cow for milking and just let all the cows breed, or you stop picking making sure that your miniature schnauzer only breeds with another miniature schnauzer, and you don't just let it run around and breed with any sort of dog. If you do, they'll all go back to some generic type of dog. But if you consistently use artificial selection, you will be able to propagate varieties.